Christ is in our midst. In his public ministry, Jesus told many parables, and not all did he go to the length of explaining them. Today is one of the ones where he not only tells us the parable, but he himself interprets it for us. And he interprets parts of it. He doesn't even interpret the whole of it. For he begins with the sower who is sowing his seed. If any of us have planted a garden or been in a farming family, we know that if you're going to plant seed, you have to get the ground ready. In the spring, you have to break it, loosen it, water it, weed it, remove the stones. But this sower of the seed, Jesus tells us, does none of these things. He throws the seed on the footpath, among the rocks, among the thorns, and among the good soil. Because the sower is God, who, as Jesus says, the seed is the word, God's message. But even deeper, we understand the word of God to be Christ himself. As we hear on Pascha night in the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word, capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That God spreads his Word, his Son comes into the world for everyone, not just for the good soil, the hearts that are ready for him, that will receive and bear fruit, but everyone, every person born into the world, those whose heart may be hardened, those whose may be obscured by stones, those whose life may be choked by the thorns of the care of this world. And yet, in all of these things, and we share in them, beloved, it's not that we look at someone else and see the hard soil, but we look at ourselves and see the hard soil of our own heart. In all of these, and even for the good ground, Jesus says the seed that fell on good ground would bear much fruit. But how? With patience. With patience. If we've had a garden, we know it requires patience. Is that seed ever going to bud? Am I giving it enough water? Is there enough sun? Is it too cool? Are any insects after it? Any animals? It requires patient work over months. And that's just our garden of vegetables. Not human beings, but the fruit of the earth God has given us. How much more so must we be patient? First, with ourselves. Because we will never be patient with someone else if we are not patient with ourselves. It's impossible. We must be patient with ourselves. As one of the modern-day saints has said, be patient with your passions. And be patient with those of your neighbor, and so you will become a saint. Be patient with our own passions by turning constantly to Christ, not turning to self-judgment or self-condemnation over our sins, but turning always to Christ. Because in turning to him, rather than we ourselves, by our own effort, because our own effort will get us nowhere, by our own effort to break the soil of our hearts, if we concentrate on removing the rocks of the passions and the thorns, contradictorily, paradoxically, we will become more entangled in them. And we will lose sight of Christ because we're focusing on our passions instead of the one thing which is needful, the one person who is needful, Christ himself. For when we turn to him in our passions, when we sin, and are constantly turning to him, invoking his name, saying the Jesus prayer, giving thanks to him for his blessings for us and to us, giving thanks for him in us. When we are turning to him, then without our knowing it or perceiving it, the soil of our heart is being softened. The rocks are wearing away. The thorns are withering up. They are falling into dormancy because we focus on Christ, on him alone. For he is the one who will work his wonders in us, his salvation, he who is in us. Let us be patient then, each of us, with our own passions, and patient with those of our neighbor, so that we may become saints of God.